Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy.
naked. Devils bow. Demons tremble. Somebody call that name. Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh.
Jesus,
oh, Jesus,
Jesus,
na loko to bear.
Let the whole world hear your voice. Mighty rushing wind blow. Hey, hey, let the fire fall.
Oh, shut
up. All over the nations, let the fire fall. Let your presence fill the land.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. This is Apostle Marco Brewer Boyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for each and every one this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Spirit of the living God, breathe on us this morning. The living God, breathe in our atmosphere. Spirit of the living God, breathe in this service. In the name of Jesus, breathe over our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, we acknowledge your presence in our midst. Holy Spirit, we bless you. We love you. Preeminence in this service. Let the perfect will of God be done within this service in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, take preeminence in our lives. Have your way in our lives. Lead us. Guide us. Teach us, show us the path to take and the path not to take. Holy Spirit, we totally, completely surrender to you. Have your way in our homes, in every area of our lives. Have your way in this ministry. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, have your way. We love you, Holy Ghost. Move among us. Move in our hearts. Move in our minds. Move, Holy Spirit, in every area of our lives. And let there be light. Let the holy light of God shine in every area of our lives. In the name of Jesus, let the light of God shine in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, lead us and guide us into all truth in the mighty name of Jesus. Lead us in the paths of truth and righteousness. Holy Spirit, we need you. We cannot make it without you. Do what you do best. Glorify the name of Jesus in every area of our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Holy Spirit, you are welcome. We welcome you. We welcome you, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Take every burnt everything out of us that is not of God. Our brute things that is hindering us from moving forward. Spirit, once again, we surrender our spirit, our souls, our minds to you. Holy Spirit, we thank you for your presence. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We love you. We give you glory. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Father, Abba Father, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. You have done marvelous things for us. You woke us up this morning. You started us on our way. Father God, there are many that are asleep and will not waken this morning. But we are awake because of your grace. It is not because you are better than those who are falling asleep, Father God, because of your grace. So we thank you for the light that you give us. We thank you for the breath that we breathe in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. I thank you, Lord, for each and every one under the sound of my voice in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you. I bless you for every family that is here, every representative of a family in the name of Jesus, O God. Father, I thank you for the prayer warriors and the intercessors, O God. O God, have your way in each and every one's life in the name of Jesus. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done in us as it is in heaven in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, have your way. In the name of Jesus, Father God, take away our hearts of stone and give us hearts of flesh. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, let the spirit of obedience rest upon us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we can do all that is pleasing to Almighty God, that the name of Jesus Christ will be glorified and others will see and come to know Jesus as the Lord and personal Savior. Let our lives exemplify that Jesus lives in us in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we release that peace that surpasses all understanding, into the hearts, into the minds, into the environment in the name of Jesus. Release your peace, O God. Release your peace within our inner soul, O God. Release your peace upon each and every one of us, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. That peace that surpasses all understanding. Release your peace in the name of Jesus. Have your way, have your way, have your way in the mighty name of Jesus. Release your peace. And Father God, we thank you for pouring on each and every one of us your oil of gladness. In the name of Jesus, that we will walk in peace and we will walk in the unspeakable joy of Jesus Christ. So we thank you for your joy, your unspeakable joy. We thank you for your peace that surpasses all understanding. In the name of Jesus, peace be still. Peace be still. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For unspeakable joy. Oh, let joy flow, O God, that well of joy within each and every one of God's sons and daughters. Let it come straight forth like an, O God, and flow, O God, in the name of Jesus. We drink from that fountain that flows from the river of life. We drink that from the fountain that flows, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. Oh, Father God, strengthen us. Let your strength be made. weaknesses. In the name of Jesus, strengthen us, O God. Strengthen us, O God. In the name of Jesus, we are weak, but you are strong. We can do all things through Christ. O God, strengthen us in Christ Jesus. Through Christ who strengthen us, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bind the spirit of fear and we loose the spirit of faith, O God, that we will continue to walk by faith and not by sight. In the name of Jesus, O Father, you said, behold, I will do a new thing. Shall you not know it shall spring forth? In the name of Jesus, Father, we receive the new thing. We thank you for empowering us, O God, that even when we are on, Father God, a new assignment, even when you're about to do the new thing, O God, thank you, Lord, that you empower us. You from glory to glory, you take us from strength to strength. Oh, God, there's nothing too hard for you to do, oh, God. In the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you for making streams in the desert, rivers in the desert. We thank you for releasing hidden riches, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, in dark places, oh, God. We thank you, oh, God. Father, we pray for God's wisdom, oh, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, let the spirit of wisdom fall upon us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, your godly wisdom to do what is right in your sight, to heed to your word, oh God. Wisdom is the principal thing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, give us your wisdom in the name of Jesus. Give us your wisdom in the name of Jesus. We are receptive to receive the spirit of wisdom, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to let the spirit of wisdom be activated and manifested in our lives. And Father God, let the spirit of understanding, oh God, come forth, oh God, and be activated and manifested in our lives. And Father God, as we walk in your wisdom, you will release a new revelation, a new word, a new anointing in the name of Jesus. Not only will you release it, but we will receive it. We will understand what you're saying, and we will apply this word to our lives, oh God. Father God, we thank you, Lord, that sometimes your word is encourage yourself. Encourage yourself in the Lord. When God is for you, who can be against you? We thank you, Lord, for the battle is not yours. It is the battle is not ours. It is yours, O God. You wanted more than 2,000 years and go on the cross. So, Father, this morning we pray and we thank you, Almighty God, for victory in the name of Jesus, victory in every area of our lives, victory in the lives of our children, victory in the lives of our spouses, victory in the lives of our grandchildren, victory in the lives of our nieces and our nephews, victory in the lives of our spouses. We thank you. We give him victory in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, who the Son has set free is free indeed. We walk in the freedom of Christ Jesus. We walk in the freedom of Christ Jesus. Our children walk in the freedom of Christ Jesus. Our grandchildren walk in the freedom in Christ Jesus. Our spouses walk in the freedom in Christ Jesus. God, our siblings and nieces and nephews walk in the freedom in Christ Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, oh, God. Where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty in the name of Jesus. And so we thank you for liberty. We thank you for strength in Jesus. We thank you for unspeakable joy in Jesus. We thank you for the peace of God that surpasses all understanding in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, for empowering us with the Holy Ghost to do every assignment that you have given us in the name of Jesus. We thank you for holy boldness in the name of Jesus. We thank you for giving us words to speak in the name of Jesus. Thus says the Lord. We thank you that we do not speak words based on our opinion, but we speak words given to us by the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you. We thank you for watering the dry grounds in our lives, breaking the fallow grounds in the name of Jesus. We thank you for raining the showers of blessings in our lives in the name of Jesus. We say thank you, Lord. We thank you for a wonderful week this week, oh God. We thank you for a marvelous week, marvelous in Christ. Is marvelous in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that we are a royal priesthood in the name of Jesus. Lord, that we are a chosen generation in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that we are a holy nation in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that we are your peculiar people. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for taking us out of darkness and bringing us into your marvelous light in the name of Jesus. We thank you for salvation. We thank you, Jesus. Holy Master, Lord, we thank you, Abba Father, that you love us so much that you send your only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. We thank you for salvation coming to the members of our families that do not know you as the Lord and personal Savior. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for moving upon the hearts of our children, our grandchildren, those that do not know you. Holy Spirit, move upon their hearts so they can receive salvation. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for restoring those who have backslidden. Lord, we thank you for the restoration. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the next level in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for unity in the spirit of Christ. We thank you for oneness in the spirit of Christ. We thank you, oh, God, we bless your name. Spirit of the living God, we thank you. We bless you. Oh, Father God. So, Father, this morning we come to thy throne of grace, oh God, and we ask you for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning, oh God. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, oh God. Have mercy upon our children, our grandchildren. Lord, be merciful unto us. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon each and every one of us. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Have mercy, oh, God. Have mercy, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy upon us, O God. In the name of Jesus, be merciful unto us. In the name of Jesus, have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon our spouse. In the name of Jesus, mercy, O God. Mercy, O God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, your mercy, O God, your mercy, O God, your mercy, O God, upon each and every one of us, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Mercy upon our children. Mercy upon our grandchildren. In the name of Jesus. Mercy upon our siblings. Mercy upon our nieces and nephews. Mercy, O God, upon us. In the name of Jesus. Mercy upon our spouses. In the name of Jesus. We call for your mercy. We call for your mercy. In the name of Jesus, your new mercy, your new mercy. We thank you, Lord, not the mercy from yesterday, but a new mercy in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O God, that your grace is sufficient for us in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we release the blood of Jesus. We release the blood over our spirit, soul, mind, and body in the name of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us in the name of Jesus. Release the blood of Jesus in this service, O God. Release the blood of Jesus in our homes, O God. The blood of Jesus. We suck our spirit, souls, and body in the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. We took everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. Oh God, our spirit, souls, and body. We took every cell in our bodies, every tissue in our bodies, every organ, every system in our bodies. In the blood of Jesus, we release the blood to flush out toxins in our bodies. The blood of Jesus to take away every sickness, every disease in our bodies in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. We flush our physical bodies with the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. We soak our minds, ourselves in the blood of Jesus, our hearts in the blood of Jesus. The blood, we apply the blood of Jesus to every area of our lives, spouses, our children, our grandchildren. We soak our siblings, our nieces and nephews, everything in the blood of Jesus. We soak everyone that is here in the blood of Jesus. We apply the blood to the work of our hands in the name of Jesus. We soak our dwelling places in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood. Oria masanderiako. So, Father, we thank you. This morning, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of life, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father, we put the armor on each and every one of us this morning. We put the armor on our spouses, our children, our grandchildren, our nieces and nephews, our siblings, upon each and every one. Under the sound of my voice, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, let us walk in your grace. Let us walk in your grace, O God. Without your grace, where would we be? In the name of Jesus, gird our loins with truth, O God. We shall know the truth in the name of Jesus. We thank you for sending your holy angels to be with us 24/7, guiding us and protecting us and doing your biddings in our lives. We thank you, O God, warring on our behalf in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the Holy Ghost who is right here with us, leading and guiding us into all truth in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you are a wall of fire around us and a glory within us. We thank you, O God, for the fresh oil, the fresh anointing in the name of Jesus. Open the floodgates of heaven, O God. Let it rain upon each and every one of us this morning. In the name of Jesus, open the floodgates. Let it rain upon our children. In the name of Jesus, let it rain upon our grandchildren. In the name of Jesus, rain upon our spouses. Rain, O God. Let it rain. Showers of blessings. Showers of blessing. We receive those showers of blessing, O God. Water every seed in the name of Jesus. Water every seed. Let it germinate. Let it produce food. Fruit that will remain, O God. Teach us how to walk in your love. You said love your neighbors as you love yourself. O God, some of us, we do not love ourselves. So, Father God, I pray that you pour your love in each and every heart this morning. In the name of Jesus, love for God. Love, temper, love for God. Teach us how to walk in the love of Jesus Christ. Teach us how to forgive as Christ forgave us. Teach us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, not to be judgmental, but to have the compassion of Christ, humility of Christ, and the love of Christ, oh God. For God is love. In the name of Jesus, let us walk in your love. Let us walk in your love. Teach us, surrender to you. We are weak, but you are strong, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, let us love God with all of our hearts, our soul, and mind, and love our neighbors as ourselves, oh God. Lord, heal brokenness in our lives. Heal brokenness in our lives. In the name of Jesus, heal the wounds of our hearts, oh God. Some of us have been heartbroken, oh God, since childhood, oh God, in the name of Jesus. But we know there is a balm in Gilead that heals our sin-sick soul, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, let us walk in your love. Let us forgive others as you've forgiven us. Let us, oh God, heal every wounded heart, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I pray for emotional healing. In the name of Jesus, spiritual healing. In the name of Jesus, that we will walk in the newness of Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord, we thank you. Thank you for your strength. Thank you that all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. We love you, Almighty God. We thank you, our God, in the name of Jesus. We silence the voice of the enemy speaking in our ears. We silence the voice in the name of Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ. We rebuke the enemy from in our lives, the Lord Jesus Christ. We rebuke the enemy from in our children and grandchildren's lives, the Lord Jesus. We rebuke the enemy. Your Satan, the Lord rebuke you from in our lives. You have no power over us. Our body, soul, and spirit belongs to Jesus. We are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We are a royal priesthood. We are chosen, separated for God. In the name of Jesus, we are God's possession. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you that you call us to show forth your praises. Lord, we show forth your praises by the life we live. We show forth your praises by testimony in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. We bless your name. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I want to welcome each and every one of you this morning again in the name of Jesus. As we go through the word, I'm not going to keep you long, but we have to come to the word of God in the name of Jesus. So I pray that you will open your heart to receive what thus says the Lord in the name of Jesus, that you have the understanding of what the Lord is saying in the name of Jesus. So Almighty God, I decrease and you increase. In the name of Jesus, let the word, your word, come forth in the power and the anointing of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen. Mark 4, the book of Mark, chapter 4, verse 35. On the same day, when the even was come, he said unto them, the disciples, let us pass over on the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and said unto him, Master, care it not that thou that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased. And there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said unto another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? Hallelujah. I want you to take a look at verse 35. When the evening had come, he said, let us pass over unto the other side. Hallelujah. God, Jesus is saying, let's go to the other side. Done our work on this side, in this geographical location. A geographical location can be spiritual location. Hallelujah. It could be physical location. And it could be mental location. So what I mean there, he's saying, let us go to the other side. And it could, so let's look at it from a spiritual perspective. When you're in the Lord and you're growing in the Lord, there comes promotion. He said, let us go to the other side. And he takes you from one level to the next level. But he said, he didn't tell them to go on the other side. He said, let us go on the other side. When the Lord promotes you, and when he says, let's go to the other side, and you finish this particular assignment in this, let's say you finish an assignment in Maryland, and he's telling you to go, let's go to Europe on the other side. He's going along with you to your other assignment. Just like he was with you to the previous assignment, he's going with you. He said, let us. So physically, he's with you to the next assignment. Hallelujah. So many times people, when you're in the congregation and you promote it and come to the next level as a minister because the grace and the calling of God is on your life, and the pastor or the apostle recognize it, and you are being anointed. Hallelujah. There's a promotion to the other side. Or perhaps you've been in the background singing in the church, and the Lord now wants you to go to the other side. Hallelujah. That because now you are choir director. Hallelujah. Let us go to the other side. Perhaps it's a job and you're getting promoted. Let us go to the other side. Maybe it's an increase in your finances. Let us go to the other side. Whatever it is, hallelujah. Maybe you finish your Bible study for one, and it's time to do Bible study two. then let us go to the other side. And what I'm saying to you, God's sons and daughters, when God says, let us go to the other side, he is going with you in your promotion. He is going with you. He will be with you. You're not going to the other side by yourself as he was with you on this side. He will be with you when he said, let us go. You're not going by yourself. Hallelujah. And sometimes you don't want to go because you're afraid. But he's saying, do not be afraid. Fear not. Fear not. The Lord is speaking to someone this morning. Fear not. You're afraid for that promotion. You're afraid for that acceleration. In the name of Jesus, you are afraid. Hallelujah. He said, fear not, I'm with you. And let's look at Isaiah 41 in the name of Jesus. He said, verse 10, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Fear not. The Lord is saying to you, fear not. Let us go to the other side. Hallelujah. Let us go. But you're afraid. You're afraid. But he said, you're not going by yourself. I am with you. So what are you fearful of? When God is for you, who can be against you? In the name of Jesus, fear not. Fear not. Fear not. Do not be dismayed. Do not be discouraged. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. I will not leave you. I will not forsake you. Fear not. Let us go unto the other side in the name of Jesus. Fear not. God is calling you. Fear not. Fear not. Fear not. Hallelujah. He's not sending you is there. Hallelujah. He said in Deuteronomy 31:6, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God go with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Fear not. Be strong. Be courageous. Do not be afraid. Deuteronomy 31:6. Hallelujah. Be fear not. Let's look at Psalm 34, verse 4 and 5. I saw the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. They who look to him are radiant, and their faces will never be ashamed. Fear not, for I am with you. Hallelujah. And if you think God is not with you, what do you need to do? You pray. You seek the Lord. You seek the Lord, and he will deliver you from all your fears. You do not need to be afraid. Fear not. Whatever trials, whatever tribulations you're going through, the Lord is saying, fear not. Psalm 23, verse 4. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Hallelujah. So in the valley, when you walk through the valley, in the valley of the shadow of death, fear not. Hallelujah. For he is with you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 56, verse 3 and 4. When I'm afraid, when you're afraid, I put my trust in you. In God, whose word I praise, in God I will trust. I will not be afraid for what man can do to me. Fear not. Hallelujah. They are gathering together against you. But do you need a fear? Fear not. Do not be afraid, for your trust is in the Lord. Who what can man do unto you when God is right there with you? Fear not. Hallelujah. Let's look at Psalm 27, verse 1. The Lord is my light. He is my light. He is my salvation. Whom shall I fear?
The Lord is the stronghold of my life. I shall not be afraid. Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is the stronghold. The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Psalm 27, verse 1. He is your life. He is your salvation. Why are you fearful? Fear not, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalm 46, verse 1 to 3. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear through the earth. Give way, to the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea. Though its water roar and foam, to the mountains tremble at its swelling. Fear not, he is with you. Psalm 46, 1 to 3. Fear not, hallelujah. Fear not, I went Isaiah 41, 13. For I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. It is I who says to you, fear not. I'm the one who helps you. Fear not. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let your heart, neither let them be afraid. John 14:27. For he will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and a buckler. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day. Fear not, Psalm 91:5. So do not fear. I will provide for you and your little ones. Thus he comforted them and spoke kindly to them. Genesis 4:21. Deuteronomy 3:22. You shall not fear them, for it is the Lord your God who fights for you. And I will stop with this. And the Lord said to Joshua, do not fear and do not be dismayed. Take all the fighting men with you and arise and go to Ai. See, I have given unto you into your hand the king of Ai and his people and his city. Fear not. Do an enemy army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war rise against me, yet will I be covenant. Father, we thank you for your word this morning. Fear not. We thank you that you are with us and that you will never leave us nor forsake us. We thank you for holy boldness. We thank you that we will not fear, that we will look up to you, and in you with all our heart, soul, and mind. Regardless of the storms of life, we are with you who created the universe. We are with you. So we thank you for binding the spirit of fear and losing faith, boldness, courageousness in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever.
In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely, His goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. God bless you. Have a wonderful and a blessed day. In Jesus' name, amen.